So we got another special guest. So last night it was our buddy Phil, and the beer tender who shall not be named.
The other buddy.
Yeah, the other buddy. But today we got another special guest, new friend of the show, but old friend for your hosts. It's Young-un from the CBS reality series Tough as Nails.
Superstar.
Snaps. What's going on, man? How are you?
I'm good, man. Chilling, tired, just got off of work, play some ball, so.
Yeah, right into the microphone. Don't worry about it. Yeah. It's okay. I'm sure the tequila is starting to hit right now, so we're loose as a goose and ready to roll. But yeah, you got a jam-packed schedule, it sounds like.
Yeah, just today. I mean, I got off work this morning at 7, hooped for about an hour and a half with the coworkers, and then basically came straight here after.
So you are not Mr.
How jealous are you, Jack?
He's sleeping?
He was so hooping, jealous. Man.
I know.
Come on, man.
I haven't played in like a calendar year.
I mean, I'm not good or anything, but it's just nice to shoot a basketball with not, you know, a rim actually on the backboard, not taking off because of the whole COVID thing.
Oh, God. Is that really a thing? Yeah, were they taking the nets off?
They've been taking off
everywhere, right?
The rims, or they'll put like a some type of 2x4 and like posting on the rim.
No. Yeah. Man, you can tell I play a lot of basketball. Right? Jesus. Well, man, you're just living like a normal life right now, especially compared to or considering the fact that you are in the midst of a reality competition series. But I mean, no big deal. But you're still just kind of chugging along, like not too much has changed, it sounds like.
Not at all.
Cool, man. Well,
that's good, man.
Glad you could make some time for us today. I know you mentioned you had a jam-packed schedule, but we got a little bit to get to. We've already started the libations. The sun is still out. This is really weird that we're recording in the daytime.
It's very weird.
And day drinking. Yeah. But it's totally fine. And if anyone asks, I am still at work, but I have a chiropractor appointment. So.
Do you have one of those bits where they track your mouse movements, so you got to keep it going just to show that you're active?
It's called trust, man. Trust. Some people apparently don't have that, but you know, yeah. But if anyone asks, I'm at the chiropractor.
Right.
Cool.
Right.
All right.
Start it.
Should we start?
Let's do it.
Do it. From Ice's Den, I was trying to think of a more eloquent way to describe where we are right now, but it's your den. It's fine. It's the Bad Slam Podcast, live and direct. I shouldn't say live. We're not on Twitch. We were told we should probably stay.
New intro. Start over. Live.
What? Okay. Cancel the whole show. In any case, wherever you're listening to us, we appreciate it. Make sure you leave us a 5-star review. Be that on Apple, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Pandora, TuneIn, and yada, yada, yada. And, of course, help your boys out. Shop through our link on our website, badslant.com/support. We usually throw an item in here, but I think we're all itemed out. Although, I think we could use some extra seltzers. Ice is going through them pretty hard. So if you can just buy them through our links and send them to his house, that would actually give us a nice little double dip.
Did you know they do that? They ship seltzer?
Do they really?
Yeah. Like, I always find it weird when you ship, like beverages and stuff to your house, because that's the stuff you run down the street for. So during all this COVID stuff, you can order all sorts of stuff. I mean, we've documented. You can order Halloween candy.
Yes.
Now there's all the.
I don't know why that was such a big deal on the show, but it was.
That blew my mind, man. But Instacart, they can go anywhere you want and they'll pick up stuff. You pay them a little bit, but they walk up and down the aisles, and then you have to when you pick stuff that you want to order, you have to pick alternatives in case it was sold out. So, you know, in case you wanted a different brand or something. I don't know.
I was accused of being a cheap son of a bitch last night. And
you are.
Yes, I to a degree. But I pay for quality. I've shopped through the Instacart. And that means I paid a premium for the crappy waters
Look
that we
at
drink.
You.
Yeah, yeah. Are you an Instacart person, Young?
No, but I have a couple of people I know at work that do Instacart. And,
okay, gotcha.
They do pretty well.
We'll get to your work at some point, but first and foremost, we'll I guess, give some folks, listeners, some point of reference as far as who you are, because we know you as young. We went to proud Annandale Adam, Hooper of note, I believe a VCU Ram.
Yep.
Yeah, yep. You have a compatriot on the line.
That's what's up.
Well, unfortunately, I graduated from Mason.
Oh.
But
okay, so you're friends with him now. So
VCU till I die.
I was about to say, okay. Just get out of here. VCU, jump in your car and get out of here. We don't want you hiding around.
Whoever you want to represent, you're only going to offend one person on the show. I couldn't care less either way. So cool. Yes, we chew enough for the same dirt.
Dude?
I'm a JMU dude. Yes.
Jamie was cool.
I'm neutral. I'm friends cool. with all of you. Yeah.
That's a nice way of saying.
That's pretty much how I walk into every party. We're cool with cool. everybody. Yeah. But yeah, so we've all known you personally, but you're now a part of the cast of the CBS reality show Tough as Nails. Mm. I mentioned it's on CBS. When and where can we watch it on CBS?
Wednesday nights, 8 p.m. on
nice.
CBS.
Primetime slot.
Yep.
Nice. I have caught all the way up on all four episodes through On Demand.
Oh boy.
And it's currently DVR'd. But just for the folks that haven't had a chance to dip their toes in the water just yet, can you give a quick little spiel on what the show actually entails?
So it's basically 12, six men, six women, essential workers, blue collar jobs, doing a competition reality series. There's a individual competition with an individual prize, and there's also a team competition with team prizes. And the good thing is nobody goes home, so if you do get eliminated in the elimination round or the singles rounds, you still compete throughout the whole season with your team.
So I heard the initial concept, and I kind of likened it to... Do you watch The Ultimate Fighter? Have you watched The Ultimate Fighter at all?
I don't really watch reality TV at all.
Okay, that was one of my questions. I didn't know if you were, I didn't know if you're like a reality TV junkie just looking for like his first in, but or this was just something that kind of made the most sense for you. But in my head, it kind of works like The Ultimate Fighter, where they have teams of fighters, but they stay throughout the season, but they only have one Ultimate Fighter. So I think, regardless, you're going to be involved in the show throughout the entire run.
Oh, you've seen me the whole...
I can't wait. I showed it to the wife for the first time. I mentioned that we had a connection to a cast member on the show. She was like, I'm into this. we spent an entire afternoon just kind of staring up. It's like, damn it, not again.
No, let's not get into that.
We won't
just
get that
yet.
Far yet. but we'll eventually get there. But
I get anxiety watching that show now, man.
Oh God.
Like
yep, for
like,
sure.
I was like, oh. Agreed. But we'll get into it.
All right, so you're on a show called Tough as Nails, so that infers that you have some pedigree as a tough guy. Well, we kind of alluded to your work. Can you explain what you actually do for work?
I've been a firefighter for, well, I'm starting my 10th year right now.
Damn. Yeah. Wow.
Really?
Yeah.
Damn.
Doug.
Thank you.
Kudos to you,
your
man.
VCU alumna is very proud of your... Your chosen profession.
No, Mason. Not my professors that thought that, you know, I was going to do one thing, but whatever. They'll be all right.
You got the paper. You're good.
How'd you even get into becoming a firefighter?
A lot of things happened in the past.
I mean, things happened. How I remembered you, I would have never guessed you would have went down that road.
I was a big boy, so. But yeah, I mean, there was a lot.
I wasn't talking about that, but sure.
There's a lot of stuff that happened, and... you know, everything happens for a reason,
yeah.
And
nice.
Somehow got working in the gym, and my friend Darius that I met at the gym at Export, he got in, was kind of telling me,
I remember seeing you at Export,
yeah.
And I was like, what are you doing here?
Right, and he's going, you know, you can be a firefighter, you know, we know some people, I think you'll love it, because I know you like working out and, like, you know, hanging out with people, and I thought you had to be a volunteer,
yeah,
but Alexandria, they're pretty cool with it.
Man.
So it's a paying gig. You're not a volunteer firefighter. You are.
Oh, paid, yeah.
Okay, yeah.
Did you have to, like, try out or anything?
That's the way.
Like, do you just apply and then...
You apply and then you go through some steps. So you take, like, a written test. And then after the written test, you do this physical fitness test called a CPAT. Basically, kind of like some of the stuff you might do on a fire ground.
Mm-hmm.
And then once you pass that, you go through, like, a background check. Do a polygraph.
Damn.
Jeez. Wow.
You do all types of stuff. So, and then once it's all said and done, then you go to recruit. If you do get on, you go to recruit school for 5.5 months.
Wow.
Yep.
So from start to finish, how long was the process to get you in the door as a firefighter?
Well, from the application to the time I was done with the school.
Yeah.
Probably a year.
Sheesh.
They sped up the process. Damn. It usually takes about a year, but I think they were trying to speed up the process to get
like, we got a good one here on the line. We got to get him in the door immediately.
Do they test your fear of heights? that's the only part of that aspect of that job that I don't think I can succeed in.
Spoiler alert, he would fail.
I panic. I was just like, I resigned today. I can't go up there.
There is, while you're in the recruit school, there is a ladder climb you have to do off the aerial. So, like, the ladder that's on top of the truck, they'll extend it fully out at a certain degree. And you have to climb. I mean, they have all the safety harnesses on you and stuff.
But still.
But you just have to climb it.
Yeah, we're all out.
I mean, they used to, back in the day, from what I've heard back, I mean, way, way, way back, if you couldn't reach the pedal on the truck, then you were out.
Oh my God. Yeah. I really am out then. Jesus. This fight's fixed, man. I can't win that battle.
Sorry, bud. Not for you.
Not for me. But man, that was, it seems like it was worth it. Cause
I
mean, everything that we've seen as far as like the little snippets on the show have, kind of showed you in your element. Like, you seem like you really dig the gig.
Yeah, it's cool.
I didn't mean to rhyme that. I'm so sorry. Cool. Well, awesome. So you're in this tough as nails reality competition, and we talk about how we all know you and how we remember you from like high school and college. You look completely different. Say that, because you said big boy. I'm not even talking about your size. Like, you went chrome dome. Like, and I don't even know when that happened. Like, was this a conscious decision?
First, what happened was, you know, I had the nice curly hair.
Yeah. Very spongy.
One day I was
like Samson.
I thought, you know, it'd be cool to trim it with, you know, some trimmers and just have like a big guard on it. And the guard fell off and just. And just shaved it. Yeah, so then ever since then, I started just shaving it. And then, you know, started going back.
Uh-huh.
The hairline started kind of going back. So I was like, all right, I'm going to start bicking it, you know, straight razor it. So.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
That seems to be my fate. Mine is pretty low right now, but I haven't gone to the bic level yet. Oh, man. So we'll
clock's
see what
ticking.
Happens.
Let me
to
just
dark
say,
side, man.
Clean side is the word. I've seen his hairline. He's well on the way, my friend.
You can swim faster in the water and everything too, man.
You hear that, Jack? Come on.
Yeah, I know. I'm all really aware.
I was gonna say, like, I didn't know if this was an intentional move, or if you know, if perhaps for the strength, like, you could like grow it out full bore and then like just be this ragamuffin while you're ripping through this competition.
It all started with an accident. everything happens for a reason.
Well, I'll say this: the Rock had a similar kind of hairdo, and now he's like chrome dome.
My role models are The Rock,
of course,
Michael Jordan, and Tupac, and they're all bald, so
might as well.
You know,
you've hit on all of our idols in the room.
There you go.
Yeah. So basically, so we're
good. You're missing Justin Timberlake. I'm sorry.
Oh my God.
He's not bald yet. So no. Once he becomes bald,
you don't have to acknowledge that. You don't have to dignify that with a response. It's totally fine. We've been trying to do that for the last 2 years now. Okay. Well, we got that out. That was really the only pressing question I had at this point. So I can just let Ice and Jack steer the show.
Show's over?
Yeah, pretty much.
All right.
We have to pivot a little bit toward the show because I think we're all caught up as far as where the show is currently. And there's a new episode tonight. I'm not sure if we're going to get this episode up today, but I think we're going to try. Yep. But if by chance you're listening on a Wednesday, the show airs on Wednesdays at 8 p.m. on CBS, so a new episode tonight.
And if you do miss it, you can watch it on demand on the CBS, CBS Access app.
Nice.
And they'll show it for free. You don't have to pay for it.
No paywall.
Yeah, you can watch it for free. There'll still be commercials and stuff.
Okay.
But on this, look on
at
the
that,
CBS.
A company man.
Company man. He knows how to pitch the product, sir. That's somebody who's going to be on for the long haul. Okay, so as far as the show itself, how did you get wind of it being a thing? Like, how did it come into your ear awareness?
So, I'm sitting at work, and I get a like and a comment on a picture probably from a year and a half ago.
Is this on social media or on, like a dating
Instagram.
App?
Okay. On Instagram.
Got it.
On Tinder. You got a swipe.
And, this person swiped twice.
The account just, you know, comments, you look like you'd be good for this show. Mm-hmm. And I'm going, all right, whatever. And like someone's going to DM.
Was it from CBS or?
No, just
random.
Just random account. And then someone does DM me by the name of Jenny Hope. Shout out to Jenny Hope.
Hey.
The best. She, you know, told me about this whole. So I had no clue what the show was about.
Right.
Who the host was, what network it was.
Boy Phil.
Yeah, and I had no idea. She just said, if you'd like to apply, go ahead. So, you know, I'm applying. Everything seemed legit. Because, yeah, I mean, it seems kind of shady, right? Yeah. Someone just
random. A little weird, not going to lie.
Right, random. So I kind of go through the process, and I'm seeing everything. And, you know, little by little, you know, I go to the next round. And then slowly, it's starting to become a reality. She goes,
right.
Yeah, you know, this is CBS. I'm going, oh, snap, man.
That's the appropriate reaction.
And they told me I didn't know. Like I said, I don't watch reality TV. Yeah. And they're asking me, do you know who Phil is? And I said, no. Like, do you ever watch The Amazing Race? Never seen it in my life. I've heard of it, but, I've never seen it. And they're like, well, you're about to talk to him. And I'm going, so am I supposed to know him? Because I can act like I know him.
That was a great race, Phil. They seemed really fast.
So, it was cool. And there was, there was a little process to it with we had to do this thing called the Brutal Truth, and it was basically 8 minutes of just burpees.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
That's the worst.
Wow.
The worst.
Yeah, they're not good.
It sucked.
Yeah, I can imagine.
Yeah.
8 minutes.
8 minutes.
Oh, so you didn't even have to do any of those tryouts that they were showing on the show? How they went from city to city and all that? Or did you do some of that?
So I had to record myself doing it since I couldn't make it to any of the cities.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Oh, so they weren't. They didn't have a tryout in D.C.?
Nah, because it was like, I think the closest
New York,
but yeah. I was in Miami at the time, so I'm like, I can't make it out there.
Globetrotter. All right, so you did the burpees. How long did that whole process take from like the initial contact to when you found out you're going to be on the show?
Man. So when the first contact was sometime in the summertime, and then I didn't hear anything for months. So I was like, all right, whatever. Ooh. This is, you know, BS pretty much.
Yeah.
Going nowhere.
Yeah. And then I got a text message from, a guy named Gabriel. Shout out to him too. He basically was asking me a bunch of questions, I guess, to show Phil, and then once again, didn't hear anything again.
Mm-hmm.
And like another month and a half may have gone by.
Jeez.
And so I was like, once again, this is BS probably, or this is probably not going to go off. Because still, like I said, I don't know it's CBS and all.
Yeah, you didn't know these people from Adam. Like, there's
right.
All strangers, yeah.
And then by November, had to do the burpee thing. December, went to Cali to do some in-person interviews.
Okay.
And then January, went back out in January.
Oh, wow.
And that's when the show started.
Man.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Wow. So what was once you got boots on the ground in Cali, like, I'm assuming LA, right. LA-based, what was the entire production schedule, like the timeline?
Basically, we worked Sunday through Friday. Saturday was our only day off.
Damn.
Basically, from morning till whenever we got done.
Yeah. Was it like like 2 months, a whole month, like the entire?
About a little over a month.
Would that, okay, let me preface this. Would it give away anything to say how long the timeline for the recording went? No? Perhaps?
It might, yeah.
Okay.
It took a while.
Say no more, fam. Say no more. Okay, that's the background stuff. I want to get to what.
Let's get to the show.
Can we get to the show itself?
Can
yes.
We get to
God,
the show?
John, shut up. We have to talk about the show. Okay. What the Sam Hell happened? Episodes 1 through 3, because we had the first week was back to back, and
that was
a 2-hour premiere.
It was the first 2 episodes. The 2-hour special was 2 mm-hmm. episodes.
And it was the second. Was it the first individual challenge where you wound up in the bottom as one of the lower finishers?
And had to go into overtime.
I was trying to think of a proper nickname that would be cool in this day and age.
It's but overtime.
I thought maybe Young OT or Overtime with Young. Like the first one kind of sounds like a rapper.
Everyone has been calling me Overtime Killer.
Okay.
Overtime Killer.
Ooh, that's way better. That's way better than the ones I come up with.
Forget everything. Because apparently the first episode I was calling everybody Killer. And
you know,
somehow it stuck, I guess.
Yeah, you actually did. Yeah, the first episode. You're like, why am I calling everybody killers?
Yeah.
That was actually a quote from the first show. Wow. That makes perfect sense. So can you give us, like, how did it feel like you were just in this crop of, 12 badasses in their respective fields, but then, like, you're in the bottom two in the first one, two episodes of the show? Yep. Like, how did that play out in your head?
Well, first of all, the cold challenge, that individual challenge we had, I'm thinking I'm going to smoke it.
I mean, fireman, obviously, cold, like.
And I was like, you know, I got some good endurance. I think I got this.
Look at his technique, and, obviously.
It was bad. I mean, I was dumping coal all over the place.
You weren't even looking, man.
Yeah, I mean, I was, you know, I'm like. You know, Jason Kidd.
It's like no look passes,
Nash,
right?
You're Nash. I was trying to do, you know.
But, he does like the basketball.
I do. And
wrong situation, but it's fine.
There was nobody to get the alley-oop. So going to overtime, and I'm going, man. My only thing was, don't be the first person out. And now I'm looking at elimination already. I'm going, oh, man, this sucks. But got through it.
You were the overtime killer. You came through clutch the first time.
But Lynette was, she was injured. Her shoulder was kind of hurt.
Okay.
Yeah.
And so
she's a single mom, and she's one of the
guest members.
So you
snuck by on that one.
Yeah. Because, I mean, shoot, she, that's, so, you know, we went back and forth three times. And the second time,
she was ahead
crushed
of you.
It.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then I don't know if it happened during or whether it was during the shoveling or if it was during the actual handcar pump, her shoulder went out or something.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, I could tell just like something's not right. Like, I think she's hurt.
Yeah.
Right.
So, I mean,
so
I
just
got lucky.
To a degree, but I mean,
definitely.
Are these days shot on the same day? So that final challenge to the overtime, is that on the same day when they're shooting?
Yes and no.
Yes and
no. I don't know how I'm supposed to answer that.
That's movie magic.
No, movie magic.
Classify that as.
Because, I saw her getting the lead that day, and I was just like, that's it. That's it for Young, man. It's over, man. Because she was solid, man.
Yeah,
you did not know how to untie those knots, man. She was killing it, and somehow you pulled it off.
Yep.
That's incredible.
That's that overtime killer mentality, sir.
Overtime killer.
I was. You know, it was because I think I was ahead at first. That you know, I was like, whatever.
I started to coast a little bit.
I'm good, right? Yeah. And then as soon as I saw it, I was like, oh snap!
You were almost the Golden State Warriors in 2016.
Yes,
you almost blew a 3-1 lead. Yes. I get it. I wanted to put it in terms that made sense to the basketball listening audience.
That actually happens in the next overtime.
Oh no! My God! Yes.
Oh wait, that's right.
You're right.
When you were actually the Cleveland Cavaliers of that scenario, real quick. Have you learned what an alternator is at this point? Have you recognized what it is and how to remove one in the time since?
Well, I know what it does now.
Okay.
I know why it's important to the automobile.
Yes. Yes, very much so.
I picked the wrong car.
You did.
I picked the wrong car. And Lee even said in the beginning,
he
go for American.
Mm-hmm.
And I think because, you know, I have a Toyota Camry. I saw a Toyota Camry. I'm like,
is that why you did it?
Yeah. I'm like,
oh,
Toyota Camry.
My goodness. Oh,
I went pride. To the Toyota. I think it was like a Honda first, and then and then I went to the Toyota Camry. I'm going, man, whatever, man. I'm like, well, let's go back into overtime.
That's so funny.
The pride before the fall.
I remember in that episode, Murph was the one that was like running around.
Yeah.
He was the last one to choose a car.
Yeah.
And he was the first one to find the perfect vehicle.
Yep.
And he just two screws, boom, boom, done.
The rule is work smarter, not harder.
Not harder.
Right.
Yes.
I love working harder.
Well, that's why he's tough as nails, ladies.
Well, you got your fill of that in the overtime challenge. So when you see, I forget the girl's name that you
Callie.
Not Callie.
No.
We'll get to her later.
Melissa.
When you saw her go up, was it on her third tire? You're still on your first. Like, what were you thinking at that point?
I'm done.
Yeah.
Like, I'm done.
I'm
done, but you know, it's not over till it's over. Sure. So until I see that third rim, she puts that third rim, you know, on the rack.
Mm-hmm.
It ain't over, but I thought I was done.
And if, for anyone who's listening, like if you haven't seen the show to this point, go back and watch that. Actually, watch all of it. But this second overtime challenge was a ball breaker, just because you actually see, like, I'm not saying like we saw panic in your eyes. I'm just saying you saw the disparity. Like, holy crap, this girl figured it out.
Yeah.
And she's on her last.
She definitely figured it out.
On her last wheel, literally, and you're just like spinning your wheels. Also, literally, that's a terrible, terrible analogy.
You're horrible.
This is a bad day.
This is awful.
But you, I don't know. You got like an Andre Iguodala like looking, not Andre. I mean LeBron James like look in your eyes, where like you saw the block on the backboard just ready to go, and you just went slap. I'm gonna kill that analogy all day long. Did just something click at that point in that first wheel, and then it was just like easy street. Like you were gonna fly from that point forward.
So one was. I could see, so you know, the both teams are in front of you.
Yeah.
Right. The rest of the cast is in front of you.
Right.
And I can see her team, you know, pretty much like they got kind of laid back, sat back, and, you know, she got this. I see my team they're just
head down.
Yeah, they don't look like, good.
Come on, man.
And I'm going,
oof.
Oh, man, I got to do this. And then, you know.
Not today, Satan.
Yeah, pretty much. I just snapped into it and then kind of got into this, like, you know, peaceful mode in my head and just went off.
You found Zen.
That's awesome.
So there was a technique, right, to saw that
right.
the tire off.
Yeah.
The belt.
So you figured it out.
Easy.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, it sounds so easy. And then once we started trying to figure it out, it was harder than it looked.
No,
for sure.
I
mean, you just copied her, though. You copied Melissa. Once she figured it out,
well, so, yeah, we
Phil
kind of
mentioned
looked
it.
At each other and
right.
That's how you do it in life.
When
come on.
I think when she got the first one off, I could hear a drill going. So I'm going, I hear some kind of
that rotating
power
saw.
Tool. Right. Yep. So I'm going, I'm guessing that's how she's taking off the speed, because I'm sitting there trying to bang it with a hammer.
Right.
Thinking that's just going to snuff.
Bead. I said belt like an idiot. The bead. Yeah,
right.
Yeah, yeah.
Bead.
That's right.
The bead.
Right, so you figured it out. You found the glitch in the matrix, and
you
came right behind and just wrecked shop from there. So that had to be like the most satisfying feeling to that point. Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. I was upset though. I was upset for you because like you were you crushed it. Like you came from so far behind, and they were kind of like patting her on the back a little bit more, which, you know, she was probably in a state where she needed some comforting, but I kind of feel like they didn't give your accomplishment enough shine.
Yeah, it is what it is.
But you're getting it here.
It is what it is.
You're going to get it here from us tonight.
I mean, it's cool.
You killed that part of it.
Thank you.
Yeah. what real quick, what do you hate more just as far as the competition so far, wheelbarrows or bricks and mortar?
the wheelbarrow for sure.
Yeah, that thing seems like it had you beat from like the jump.
What is up with that, man? Is it really that hard?
So, once again, I just showed us what was going to happen and explaining to us how we're supposed to do this. I'm going, this cake.
Cake?
Like, this
cake. Obviously.
Because in my mind, I'm going, the only thing that's probably going to be annoying is everyone's going to get in each other's way. That's the only thing that popped into my mind. And then, it sucks. I guess the method was, they said to... everybody on Facebook was telling me you're supposed to put all the weight in the front of the, you know, in the front of the barrel, and I'm going, well, thanks.
Yeah. You know? Where were you? Where were you on that Monday in January in LA where I needed you? Bastards.
Yeah, it sucked. That wheelbarrow sucked.
Fair. I would not have enjoyed that part of it as well. And especially that's the first thing that you were doing, and then all of a sudden to kind of get it thrown in
and
your face
that
like that.
Kind of threw. So for the rest of the time, I'm going, is everything going to look so easy, but not really, you know?
It kind of does.
Mm-hmm. And that started getting into my mind, this is going to suck.
Are these daily challenges? Like, when you're out there shooting, you're doing these challenges every day?
Pretty much.
Nice.
Man, that is rough.
Oh, by the way, the brick and mortar, that dude, that professional guy that was on there.
He made it look easy. Yeah.
So easy.
Yeah.
I mean, so easy.
Was that Lee or was that the little dude?
No, the professional.
When they were demoing
how you're supposed to do it, he was like,
right.
I can't remember his name, but that guy, he has like the world record for, I guess, in an hour. He probably can build this whole house in like an hour. But
I was watching the guy who redid the bricks here. So when I was watching that, I remembered how much time it took. We had a door here. He took out the door and re-bricked the wall. And I remember how much time it took for him to get it right. I'm like, that's hard.
Everything I look at, I can't look at the same way. Alternators, wheelbarrows, brick walls, tires. Like, I can't look at anything the same way now without getting haunted. You know what I mean? It's bad.
So are you technically certified now that we can use you to lay bricks in our house?
Nah.
Hard pass. We'll keep you on the short list, but you'll hear from us eventually. Okay, real quick. So you were in the first two overtimes, and then you were able to vanquish your foes and avoid overtime for a third time, but not without getting some shade thrown in your general direction from Cali, the aforementioned Cali. You went on Instagram to go out of your way to say the beef is not real. You guys are cool. There was like a sweet little photo of you guys side by side. But I have to ask you, because I wouldn't be an honest broker if I didn't. Is the beef really squashed?
There was no beef.
No beef?
Okay. There was no beef.
No.
It was just her taking a little jab, saying anybody but young.
Cali being Cali.
Okay.
Cali being Cali.
Yep. Yeah. She seems like a really cool, like, once you guys actually got through and achieved your goal, she seemed
She's the fisherman.
Fisherman.
Right.
Yes. Okay. All right. Now I can go home and sleep at night. this is the other major question that I wanted to ask you. Is Michelle, the gate agent, a total badass that she appears to be?
She's a killer.
Yeah.
She is. Yeah, obviously, from that last episode.
She is. Man. I mean.
She's my height, I think.
You can't underestimate her, man.
Like, just like you can't underestimate me.
Probably 5 foot. I don't know. She's a beast.
Yeah.
She is a beast.
4'11", probably, yeah.
Dude, every one of those team challenges, and she always has the right frame of mind to set up the process. I'm going to go prepare this while you guys. It's like, like no one thinks about stuff like that, man.
Right. And that's the thing. Awesome. It's just like, you know, we need a coach. I mean, well, first of all, the three women we had on Savage Crew, Lynette, Tara, and Michelle, them three are like, first of all, they're all moms.
Yep.
So, and me, Lewis, and Murph are like little kids, you know. We're always goofing off, and you know, they're telling us what to do. I was like, all right, like, you know, we trust you. And them three, I mean, they're the best. So.
Aw. That's good to hear, man.
You know who the management of the team is, for sure.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, good deal. Well, guys, any other questions about the competition real quick?
So I guess my only question is, like, after the competition, did you guys stay, like, in one house? Did they kind of set it up like that?
Or
did you guys go back to your hotel?
Do
you guys hang out afterward? Or do you guys do you guys do anything afterward? Or you just went back to your hotel and just chill out?
Stew.
We basically were like in like. That's how I saw it. It was like.
Basically LA.
Yeah, like we were just kind of, you know, doing our thing in our own rooms, I think. So, but yeah, I mean, like as soon as we landed, they took our cell phones from us.
Oh, get the hell out.
Yeah, they took our cell phones. So we didn't have cell phones for the whole time we were there. About the day and a half while we had left, they gave us our phones back.
Oh my Jesus. God. Yeah.
So like, were family panicking, like asking for emails or like any signs of proof of life from you to make sure you're still there?
They had the contacts or know who to contact, but
handlers.
Like I told my brother, you know, if you don't hear from me, that's a good thing.
Okay.
You know, if you don't hear anything from the show about me, then it's a good thing.
So. All the limbs are intact and you're still an active cast member.
Right.
Cool,
He didn't burn himself in the coal, man.
Thank God. We're gonna have to work. We might have to do like a challenge to kind of like work on your technique for that. All right, well, you're back in the world. I assume the recording and filming of the show is done, but you mentioned your schedule of late. Like, I guess life really hasn't changed very much for you.
Nah, I mean, so fortunately, you know, being a firefighter, like, and where I'm from, you know, where I work at, there hasn't been any layoffs or anything like that. So,
awesome. Oh, that's good.
Because work is still normal, which, I mean, we did some stuff to change it up because of COVID,
yeah.
But I'm still going on my normal schedule times and stuff, so it hasn't felt different. But then when I talk to some of my friends,
right,
I'm going, damn, that's unfortunate, you know.
We're really recording sucks. On his deck right now, just to give you some context. Yeah. This is not normal.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, it you're still in the front lines, man. You're still doing all the dirty work, so that's off to you, man.
Yeah, thank you. It's the ones at the hospitals and stuff. They're the ones, I mean, they are 24/7 wearing them masks. It is hot. Yeah. I mean, that stuff is hot. And they're wearing the PPE.
Yeah, yeah.
It's basically like you're scrubs, wearing like everything, a bodysuit. It's hot. And they're wearing it the whole time they're at work.
So I need to ask, like, how has COVID affected your career? Like, does that change any of the process that you've been trained to do?
Yeah, I mean, even at work, we have to constantly wear a mask. Anytime we go out in the public, mask. Even if we're in our turnout gear, which is like the firefighter gear we have on, we have to wear a mask. I mean, unless we're actually at a fire clicking in.
Right, we have
to wear a mask. So, but yeah, it's been a little different. Actually, a lot different. I'm not even going to sugarcoat it. It's a lot different. Yeah. I mean, you just got to be more cautious about everything, and everyone you run into, it's bad.
Well, I mean, you mentioned on the show, like, when they did your bio, that part of your job, you went out to schools, met kids, and you saw young Asian kids, and they see another Asian person, except as a firefighter.
That's awesome.
That gave you some extra push to do what you do. Like, does that not being able to do that, does that kind of wear on you?
Yeah, well, so I was going to, some of the stuff were like my friends, so I have a friend, she's a teacher, I go to her class.
Nice.
My friend, we went to his daughter's class, because he's also a firefighter, we went to his daughter's class and things like that. Mm-hmm. But for the most part, when you're out in the public, you still see, so like this morning while we were playing basketball, we all had different type of firefighter shirts on, and there was these kids, these Asian kids, and they're kind of, you know, and their mom is kind of pointing at me, going, like,
look how high he can jump. you too.
Cool. Right. It's cool. So,
I'm Asian. I can do that. Okay.
He's allowed to.
Yes. Thank you. Come on.
But actually the cool thing about that too, with the show, I've had friends, Asian friends, are sending me videos of their kids, like, you know, rooting for me and stuff like that. And then that's like,
that's awesome.
Cool. Cause you know, it's like, man, you're rooting for someone that looks like you on TV.
Right.
Where growing up, it was, you know, who do other than Bruce Lee, and that's the man.
Yeah.
You know, rest in peace. But you know what I mean? Like you had kind of nothing. But now, I mean, with our generation now, you're starting to see a lot of us do excel in different things.
Yeah.
You know, so it's good for, like, you know, your kids, everyone's kids to be seeing that. So it's the big thing.
Yeah, representation is a big deal right now, and it doesn't make as big of an impact until you actually see it and you actually can identify it. So that's a great point from your perspective.
Yeah, I mean it's a huge thing, and just given the nature, even before all this quarantine COVID stuff. You're starting to see a lot of momentum building with Asian representation in media and in the public, and it's nice to see that you may not feel it, but I do honestly feel that you're probably the reason why you're being cast is you're probably one of the candidates that's on the forefront pushing this movement for Asian people, and I think it's huge, man. I think it's like, not to put all the pressure on you, but
the recording's done, man. The pressure's off.
You're doing an amazing thing, and I commend you for all the work that you're doing and doing a great job for doing right for Asian people.
Thank you.
Huge thanks.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Well done, sir. What's your what's the commitment like going forward? Like, do you have any press tours lined up? Are you heading back? You just came back from LA, but are you headed back there anytime soon?
Well, the only reason I went to LA was to hang out with my cousin.
Oh,
no,
right.
Bleep. No one needs to hear that.
We can fix that in post.
Yeah, now
we didn't hear that. It's all good.
So you went there to run a movement. That's what you did.
Yeah. And, but no, nah, I mean, because of COVID, like, there's not a lot of things we can do. You know, we're constantly hitting each other up. Like, you know, hopefully we can all hang out as a crew again, you know, but it's just with everything going on, who knows what will happen. I would like for us all to see each other again.
Seriously.
Sure.
But
yeah.
Yeah, that whole together apart thing sounds nice on TV, but it's
kind of whack. And that's kind of the thing. So, honestly, at first, when the show was filming, I didn't really think I was going to watch it. I didn't really care for it. Because it was more cool because, I mean, we created some strong bonds. And once the show was over, it was like, you know, that sad moment, like we're all going home. And then once they told us the show was going to come on, I still was kind of like iffy about it.
Mm-hmm.
But then I'm going, man, if this is the only way I can see them, then I'm going to watch it. And then watching it all over, it's like, oh, man, I miss them. You know what I mean? So
that's cool. I mean, even from following your account and following your relationship on the show, seems like you have strong bonds with some of these cast members, like Lewis. I feel like there's something there that you guys are cool.
What's going on there?
I think it's that you know, like, he's got immigrant parents, I have immigrant parents, so, you know, we have that bond where we know they've done so much for us, and, you know, if we could just work half of what they've done, we could do big things. And I mean he's doing his thing, I'm doing my thing,
that's for sure.
So
yeah,
so there's that bond with that the immigrant families. And then Murph, that dude,
Murph!
He's a badass, man.
That's a bad dude right there, man.
Oh, he is a bad man.
He looks scary. he seems like he could be the outside teddy bear type. But he also seems like he could kill you.
Definitely does.
He's a Marine, man. Yeah. Don't mess with Marines, man.
So that means he can kill you. Confirmed. Okay, got it. You were I think we should check for perhaps an interview on a Great Day Washington on WUSA 9 at some point.
Should probably come out next Wednesday.
Okay.
Next Tuesday or Wednesday. Their show starts at 9 a.m. on CBS. Local CBS.
Can you mention whether or not you spoke to Leslie Foster? I'm uniquely interested.
No, I didn't.
What?
Douche. Never mind. Disregard.
I'm not even gonna say it.
Don't even do it.
Not in this episode.
You are not the person to be calling people out for this.
Nope. Not in this episode.
Totally fine. Anybody want to shout out to, or any? I think we saw you do some watch parties with your friends. Do you have anything organized as far as a watch party?
Nah. So I was gonna do something today, in Annandale at the Block. Okay. But I just don't want to put people at risk.
Sure.
So
that's the responsible thing to do.
Yes.
Good call.
Okay.
It's not worth it.
Good call, man. Well, we'll be watching live and direct from our own homes.
We always do, man.
Yes, for sure.
Giving us anxiety and heartaches and
I mean,
and panic.
My blood pressure, bro. My blood pressure.
Would it be good TV if it just, you know,
yes, like, I'm sure you're doing it just for our entertainment.
That's what I've been telling my wife. I was like, you know, for one reason or another, this man is awesome for television.
He's must-see TV.
Like, he's getting great coverage. He's been in a lot of suspense. I love it. But, oh, my gosh.
Showman.
As a friend, it hurts. It hurts so bad. Stop it.
All right. I'll try.
Where, do you want to throw out Instagram, Twitter, or anything?
How can we find you? How can
we
find you, follow you, or anything?
So, I only have I have Instagram and Twitter, but I only have Twitter because I made it for the show.
good move.
For Instagram, it's Boomer, the numeral 3 Stacks, like Andre 3000.
So
Boomer 3 Stacks. And then my Instagram is boomer.3000. 30000.
Got it.
There you go.
Was that enough zeros?
That's enough zeros.
It's enough.
Right. Three. Was that too confusing for our listeners?
Yeah, right. We'll figure it out.
Like Andre 3000, but it's
we'll
not.
We'll plug you in the post. Yeah, so. Yeah.
Yes, we'll figure it out eventually. Okay, that's awesome. Everything Tough as Nails. Again, check it out Wednesdays on CBS at 8 p.m. All right, this is what we spent 45 minutes killing time to build up to the Washington football blanks.
Oh, boy.
Do we need refills? Like, do you have to go use the commode? Sweet Lord. Okay, so you're a local boy like all of us. You have a vested interest in the football team and the things that they do, and then we find out in the last 2-3 weeks that they are no longer our beloved Washington Redskins. They are now the Washington football team. I'll ask you just first, how did you feel about them deciding to change the name at all?
I mean, it's whatever. I don't really care.
Okay.
I mean,
that's a very thoughtful way to go about
thing,
it.
So, you know,
I'm not being sarcastic. God, that sounded really sarcastic. Anyways, no, go ahead.
Everyone needs to, instead of just kind of hearing what people say, if it's a bad name, good name, whatever, there's just any kind of, there's like a gray area. It's like,
what's the point, really?
Just get rid of it then.
It seemed like an eventuality. Like, they're going to have to change it at some point, and they're right. Just delaying the inevitable. So I think you kind of hit on the right point that at this rate, with the way things are moving in society, why would you want to keep putting off that that thing that you're going to do anyway? Okay, so you don't have a vested interest in the original name. Do you have a vested interest in them just being Washington football team?
Like, if that's just what they went with the whole time, or
if they said, screw it, marketing says that there's no winners, we're just going with this. Like, would you be able to sleep at night thinking, I gotta cheer for the hashtag the team?
If they can just win, just win, baby. Don't care what the name is.
Right?
That's the right response.
Good answer.
He's on
man.
Point, man.
I don't care.
Have you received like social media training or like broadcast training? Because you are all over it, man.
Nah, dude. They could just be Washington,
yeah.
D.C.
Yeah.
Or I don't care. Like, just
anything but the Sentinels.
Them. I'm always. Oh, I was going to say, yeah. I mean, anything. I don't care as long as they win and it's not, you know, controversial or anything. Right. So we got to go through this whole thing again. Like, yeah. Let's just win. That's all I care about.
He's spot on, man. Yeah, that's absolutely right. If we win, these names don't make a difference.
Well, I was telling these guys a couple of weeks ago, like, if that 2012 year where Griffin was lighting the world on fire and they were steamrolling into the playoffs, if they get to the NFC Championship and, God forbid, they won the Super Bowl, I don't think we're having this conversation. Sure, they're probably going to have to change the name at some point, but I think if they had even a little bit more success, like, the franchise is that much more valuable, and we're not having this conversation. But lo and behold, that's what happens when you have an incompoop owning the team.
That just sucks. Win.
Do you like Red Wolves?
It's cool. Okay. I mean,
just win is your mantra at this point.
Just win.
Okay, fair enough.
How do you feel about Haskins and McLaurin and the core that we have running with right now?
I'm I'm a fan of the team, but I don't know a lot. I know that Dwayne,
just win.
I know just Dwayne is win. A beast. I mean, I've seen the highlights of him in Ohio State, right?
Yeah.
Right. I got that correct.
Right.
So, I mean, he's a beast. Yeah, just win. Win.
That's fair.
win.
That's how we feel every year. Just please come in. I mean, they do a great job game one, right? Because that's where I started claiming.
I need you to shut up. Okay, let me tell you what his horrible bit is. Every time they score a touchdown in the first week of the first game of the season, this idiot is screaming, Super Bowl!
They looked great last season.
And
then
what happened?
Let's not get into what happened. But
then what happened?
But they look strong.
3-13.
They look strong. Yeah. They came out killing the Eagles in that first game.
Not enough Costco vodka for us to forget what actually transpired the rest of the season.
Oh, God, man. So I'm with them, man. If you guys just play.
I want them to win. I really want the Wizards to win.
Oh, yeah.
And, well, the Nats got one. But, I jumped on the Nats bandwagon. And I jumped on the Capitals bandwagon.
Yeah. But it would mean so
but
much
it means
more.
If. The basketball team, for me personally.
Of the locals, which team means the most if they won a championship? What's the one that hits the hardest? Is it, which sport is it?
Well, I'm
assuming I know what the answer is.
The thing is it within the next
Five years.
I would say basketball because it's, to me, it's,
really?
I think it's, well, I don't, like I said, football is what, every Sunday, any given Sunday, anything can happen, right?
Right.
But for the Wizards to beat teams in a best of seven with, you know, you got LeBron, Kawhi, James Harden, you got all these players.
It'd mean more.
To me, that, because that's like, that's crazy.
That's being the juggernaut, man.
Yeah,
that's
to beat like, them.
That's true.
The
odds are stacked against them to even make
a
deep run.
Like, if, you know, if it was, if NBA did a elimination, one, single game elimination,
I'd be in for that.
You know, the, I mean, that would actually be
Fun to watch.
Wouldn't that have been a great idea?
Or at least like just best of five the whole way.
Right. Yeah.
September Madness. But, right.
Well, this is what we kind of threw out early on in the post-pandemic world where COVID is just really, like, shutting everything down. Like, what if instead of having this bubble scenario where they play all these series, what if they did straight, like, 64-team or 32-team bracket?
Because at the end of the day, there's going to be an asterisk by that.
Yeah,
that
it doesn't matter anyway, so why not just go for broke and do something completely insane like a NCAA-style tournament? That would have been, man, I'd pay for that even though I don't know where my money's going to go.
and that would get more people to watch because, once again, you got all the brackets and stuff. Right.
It's weird.
You
can bet against LeBron. And
it's great for everyone. It's great for locals. It's great for even Vegas and the line and all that stuff.
And your team actually has a chance of winning.
Rui raises.
All you need is one great game. Yeah. That's all it is. Yep.
And the other team has to have, like, you just need LeBron, Anthony Davis, all of them have one bad game. Kawhi, all them, like, everyone have one bad game, and we just keep, you know.
The possibilities would be endless.
Bradley Beal scoring.
I guess what, to flip it, what would you prefer? Because when you have one great game, you're really trying to put the pressure on the players to deliver and perform. Would you be okay with that for like every sport? Like, you just have one game for every sport.
So there's a vaccine? Yeah, why the hell not? what the hell are we doing here, guys?
I mean, imagine the Nats only get one game to win the World Series.
We would have been screwed.
we're hosed.
Right?
I mean,
right? True. Are we still the World Series champs?
Yeah, I don't. Like, yeah, this.
Well, yeah, because, well, first of all, apparently. Houston cheated, but I don't know. I'm just playing.
Do you want to put that on the record?
It's okay. You're only offending one state and one city in one state. It's totally fine.
It ain't us. You're not offending us.
Nah, so. Man. Houston's cool. One of my favorite rappers are from Houston, so I mean.
H-Town, stand up.
Word. Yeah.
Cool. Okay. So you would you'd put all your chips in for the Wizards to steal a championship at some point.
I
kind of feel like they would just be stealing whatever happens.
It would no if the Wizards were ever to win, it's stealing.
Yeah, somebody got robbed at some point.
And it's dope that we have Hachimura.
Yes, yes.
He's great.
More representation.
Right.
He's the highest scoring player right now. Whoa, for the Wizards.
Oh,
he's been averaging like 20 points.
I was gonna have to check your math.
20 points.
Well, yeah, Bradley Beal's not playing, and so he's gotta get
you know. You know what?
Somewhere.
The way I look at it was, I felt like this is a great opportunity for Hachimura to develop as a player because remember when Wall went out, Beal became a monster, man.
Yeah.
You cannot mess with Beal anymore. So now that Beal and Wall is out, obviously now you're seeing that Hachimura is rising to the top. He's delivering.
You think he's going to turn to Goku all of a sudden, just start dunking on everybody and then powering
Super Saiyan
up?
Level 3.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't want to like compare him to greats right now, but
you're
he's
gonna say Kawhi?
Just in his rookie. Well, so I've heard that. So
I've heard the comparison.
The first time I heard that comparison was yesterday.
Yeah.
I didn't know. But I always say someone like Giannis, you know.
Damn.
Damn.
But Giannis is
That's
a beast,
huge.
Though.
Yeah.
But
to compare him to a Giannis?
But it's just like, Giannis, when he first came to the league, he just worked. And I see that same kind of, like, you know,
mentality
in Hachimura.
Mamba
like
mentality.
He just wants to work, you know. So
it's that Asian in him, boy.
Hopefully. You know, and that's what I'm rooting for. I'm rooting for him because, you know, like, come on, man. Like.
That's awesome. Okay, so NBA number one seed. Do you think that we're actually moving toward, like, hubs and bubbles for everything? Because the NBA will probably get through this whole thing, it seems like, because they're in Disneyland.
Looks like, yeah.
But like, baseball's falling apart. The NFL is wetting their shorts right
now.
They're
watching from the outside right now.
Yeah, like,
I don't know. So once again, the way I was, for the amount of time I was on the show and pretty much being in a bubble, I was going out of my mind. Okay. So them to go months, I don't know. I mean, unless Disney got some crazy stuff set up for them to.
They do.
Bro, they're going to watch Black Widow before we do.
Whatever.
It's over.
I'll strap on the pads tomorrow. Come on, man.
I don't know, man.
Guess you're not a big Marvel, Mark.
Oh, I'm a big. Oh, okay. Actually,
so
I scratched him where he itches.
Here we go. Marvel.
So, speaking of representation, when Black Panther first came out, obviously we're not black.
No,
but when that movie came out, I had this sense of like pride because it was different.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I mean, I enjoyed it.
Yeah.
And now
Shang-Chi.
Yes.
He's in the pipeline.
And I'm going. Man, we got an Asian superhero. Marvel.
Come on, man.
Marvel.
Come on, man.
So, I'm going, please don't mess this up.
No. Please not. True words have never been spoken.
I mean, I'm like, please don't mess it up. I mean, it's Marvel, so I'm going,
they don't mess it up.
The track record's pretty good. Yeah. I'll say that it's
not. They mess things up like, what, 10% of the time?
I put it this way, like Ant-Man, when I first heard it, I've never heard of Ant-Man. And I saw the movie, I was like, this movie is great. But so, I'm just like, please.
This guy knows Kung Fu, man. Like, there's no way you can really screw that up too bad.
Let's do this.
I'm waiting for that, but I know we got to put a bow on it here and eventually. But while Black Panther was doing its thing, I had to settle for Crazy Rich Asians being our Black Panther. So I don't know if anybody else felt the same way. I still love the movie, but I don't think it hits the same.
Crazy Rich Asians was cool.
It was fun.
It's definitely not us.
No.
But it was cool to see like a bunch of us on the big screen.
Yeah.
But I mean.
It's not the same.
They're wealthy. They ain't even rich. They're wealthy.
They're crazy rich.
Crazy rich.
Crazy rich. You know what I mean?
Hence the name.
Right.
But, crazy rich.
We're freaking recording in a screening porch outside in the heat. Come on, man.
We are not crazy rich.
We're not crazy rich.
We are not. Okay, so we got like maybe 2 or 3 minutes left. Who is Jong Wall?
Nah, that was just a dumb nickname I made.
Was it goofy? That was a goof.
It's the Asian John Wall.
Ah,
the day I played, the one time I played on the court at Capital One Arena.
I was gonna say the MCI Center, real quick.
It was for badges and ladders. Basically, it was like a police and fire, like a mini basketball tournament.
I hope you were MVP that day.
Jong Wall only gets
MVP. I may have
gone
into overtime.
It's not a bit.
This guy, man.
But we prevailed in that game. But
awesome.
Okay. Jong Wall, the big winner in all of this. All right. So we got like maybe 2 or 3 minutes left. That could be room for you to put some sauce on a wing and then let that carry us through the end of the show. It's up to you.
You want
to
do this?
Whatever.
Whatever.
You want the one?
Are you tough as nails, as they say.
That's how you close the loop. All right, so we got some Hooters wings. I don't want to contaminate anything and make it unsocially distanced, but there's a spicy garlic, which I would recommend.
I eat kimchi. Kimchi is a cure for that, so.
It's a probiotic.
No, yeah, don't do the naked one.
Okay, the right box has the naked wing.
Okay.
And we have four sauces. You mentioned you don't want the one that is nuclear without flavor, so yeah. I would say stay away from the one that says the bomb. That will that might like puncture your tire if you pour it in the wrong direction. So
can you give him a plate?
Yeah, as long as it's not overtime. Well, actually, right. I guess this is overtime.
We are running overtime.
Okay, we should run the show overtime just so he can prevail.
Young. But there's no such thing as overtime when you got Young on the show.
All right, so this is the one that actually has flavor. Actually, I'll say the chocolate plague also has flavor.
Which one did you give him?
He's got the Sichuan. That is the Dawson.
Okay. There it is. That's the one.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, it's got the Sichuan peppercorn. It stays in the fridge to keep its.
So what is he? That came
too much.
That came out pouring, man.
A little quick. It looks.
Is that right? Is that what it's supposed to be?
Come on, man. Come on.
Might just been like.
Is he supposed to shake it up?
Maybe. You know what? All right, man. He can just go for it. It's fine.
All right. So
that's a man-sized bite.
So Young is tough as nails, and he's doing.
You've already proclaimed it before he finished the wing, dude. Come on.
He's doing spicy wings on the show.
There's a turn. There was a head turn that I observed here, Justin, just now.
So we do a
play-by-play.
Yes, yes.
So this is a unique bit that no one else does, but you eat wings and hot sauce, and we ask you questions.
Yeah, I don't think I've heard that concept before, but if you want to give him a napkin real quick. So
chugging that tequila.
How are we feeling with the, well, obviously the tequila wash may or may not change how you respond to these
you
questions.
You washed it back with tequila?
That's pretty ballsy, I'm not going to lie.
That is ballsy.
Yeah. How are we feeling young after the wing? Oh, he's going back for a dip.
A second?
A dip. Man, he really is tough as nails.
All right.
It's got flavor, so I think as far as the ones that we have on the table, that one has the most in terms of
he has a problem.
A flavor profile.
This guy has a problem.
It's happening. It's happening.
But we did not hit him there with the haymaker. We did not go for any, and I'm not trying to goad you into anything right now. I'm just saying, like, we didn't go for like the death shot.
No, if you want the death shot, there's a death shot sitting on the table right there.
It's the short and squat bottle.
But
I'm good because it's starting to marinate.
Oh no!
Yeah. There's a full coating in his mouth, and
yeah,
it's cool. Well, you did it. You proved you were tough as nails in terms of chicken wings. But we'll find out how the series goes with you being tough as nails in the next few weeks.
Yes.
So yeah, again, Wednesdays, 8 p.m.
How much more time we got? Because my lip is burnt.
We are done.
We're going to
cut
off here. But appreciate you making some time for us.
Yes,
and
thank
you. You want to come back and talk about anything else?
Oh, man, I'm down, man.
Awesome. We are recording every week, and we're a huge fan. Seeing you on the show makes us so proud for what we do. I mean,
yep, kill it. For sure. Overtime killer.
A bunch of Asian, you know, Asian dudes growing up just trying to get into media broadcast, right, doing what we do. I mean,
especially in this area too.
This area, it's a tough market, you know. So I get really proud when I see people kind of pushing the boundaries a little bit about doing what they do and representing. And that's what I hope that we're doing. That's what I'm proud to see what you're doing. So huge ups to you doing the firefighting thing and then doing the whole media thing on TV, man. That's awesome, man.
Thank you for having me, man. Appreciate
it. Sure. That's boomer.3000 on Instagram. It's boomer3stacks on Twitter. So check him out. All right. Well, appreciate you, Young. And we will catch you on the flip side. And for everyone listening at home, I appreciate you checking us out. So thanks for tuning in on another Liam-free episode.
Liam-free episode. During the daytime.
Whole show without saying his
name.
The
first time we've done this. Perfect. During the day.
Brilliant. All right. See you guys next time.
Up here, I'm already gone.